I would tell you that any of these guys that have what I would term as soft tissue type injuries, whether it's hamstrings or hip flexors or quad strains or whatever it might be, every one of them is day to day. All right, so every single morning we'll come in, we'll see how they're feeling, and we'll list it on the injury report as what basically they tell us. And usually with all of these guys that are under that category of soft tissue injury, it'll be day to day.
With him only being one, do you have to bring in somebody who's going to pass?
Well, there's a few different options that you have there. Maybe you bring some guys in to take a look at in a workout. Maybe you have someone on your team that's done it in the past that can do it. But we're not at that stage yet where we have to decide it, because Shane, being the pro that he is, he's going to let us know, you know, how he feels and what he can do.
Bill, at what point were you certain that Arian wasn't going to be able to play yesterday, and how did that affect your game plan?
Right, we right up until game time, Randy, he worked out, whatever it was, like an hour or two before the game, and he felt like it wasn't 100%. And I think he said this earlier today, you know, with those type of hamstring injuries, you know, you never know how one cut's going to make it feel or things like that. So he felt like he couldn't go. And so that's when we knew. I would tell you that certainly there are things that we would do with Arian in there that maybe we didn't do, but maybe we'll do other things with other players that we wouldn't do with Arian. So I wouldn't say that it affected the game plan too much.
Defense.
Sure, we have to stop the run better, no question about it. Starts with me. We got to do a better job of making sure that we understand what run schemes we're going to see, what new run schemes we may see, and then the players need to go out there and execute better. But we certainly have to do a better job of stopping the run. What is it, or where did it?
What is it?
Oh.
You guys go way back.
Oh, yeah. No, he's one of my closest friends. He's a guy that helped me really break into this profession as a graduate assistant at Georgia Tech. He's a fantastic football coach. We worked together on the same staff at Georgia Tech. We carpooled to work together. His wife and my wife were college roommates at Boston College. And so we've known each other for a long time and have a great deal of respect for him. And this week it's about, and I'm sure he'll say the same thing, it's about the Buffalo Bills versus the Houston Texans. It really is. And when the two teams take the field, it's all about the players and then the coaches on each sideline putting the players in the best position to try to win the game. They're an excellent football team, a lot of good players on both sides of the ball, and, you know, very well coached. Yeah, I mean, again, I think when you're in this profession, there's so many guys in this profession that you work with, especially when you've been in it for 20-plus years, you know. And there's just a lot of guys that you coach against, that you coached with, things like that. And I think at the end of the day, any coach would tell you that once the two teams play, when you're on opposite sidelines, it's all about the two teams and wanting to win just like any other game. It really is. But You know, certainly there's relationships there, but you could say that about just about, you know, any team that we play. There's coaches on either sideline that some of our coaches are really close with, but it's all about going out there and trying to win. So I don't think it makes it any extra special or anything like that. It's just about trying to put your team in the best position to win. Well, yeah, it was a fantastic catch, and he's having a really good year. And he's a guy that has come up with some really big catches for us, and just a very, very enjoyable guy to coach. But yeah, one-handed catch like that, you know, he makes a lot of those catches in practice. And so, you know, it wasn't really too much of a surprise to see him go up there and do that, but it was a heck of a catch. But he was the guy that was aligned improperly, so he's got to get aligned right so that the catch counts next time. But, so, yeah, so we got to do a better job of coaching that. But he's a really, really good young player who has an excellent future, and you know, we need to do a better job of getting him the ball. Yeah, we talked, Dave, today to those guys about, you know, number one, that we're all in it together. We all made mistakes yesterday. We got to coach better. We got to execute the plays better. We talked to them today about the veteran players in that room. There's so many guys in that room that have won a lot in this league, and that now we have to make sure that we correct the mistakes, and that we make sure that the younger players understand that these mistakes aren't acceptable, and we got to correct them, and we go forward in practice and try to correct them. So we have good leadership in that locker room, and those guys will do a good job of leading this team.
So you were just going at the game tape when we talked yesterday.
Right.
Did anything jump out on both sides of the ball up front where you had?
Yeah, we just we didn't play the way that we had been playing up front. And you know, again, when we look at that tape, we look in the mirror first. And so, you know, what did we do that they weren't quite as prepared as they needed to be? So we've got to prepare these guys even better, and they know that they need to go out there and play better. The players know that. These guys are outstanding guys. Really enjoy coaching these guys, and we'll get it corrected, and we'll begin to work on Buffalo tomorrow.
Or
Wednesday.
Sort of makes the obvious that teams that control the line of scrimmage on both sides
yeah.
are probably going to be more successful. Do you feel like you're built even more that way than most teams in the NFL?
Well, you know, I think that the line of scrimmage in any game is where most games are determined. I really do believe that, Dale. I think that your ability to run the football, your ability to stop the run, your ability to pressure the quarterback, your ability to protect your quarterback is always part of the formula for success. And so we did that at times yesterday. We protected the quarterback. We ran the ball. We stopped the run at times, but not enough, not nearly enough. And we've got to do it better, and we've got to coach it better. And that's what we're starting to do this week.
What do you do when, you know, Eli took the quick drop and got rid of the ball? And that's the whole reason they've gone to the West Coast system.
Right. Well, there's a lot of things you can do there. You know, like you said, the blitz doesn't get there in time for those type of throws. So one of the things that you have to coach your guys to do is to try to bat some balls down. That's one thing. Another thing is to play tight coverage on certain down and distances, tighter coverage where he doesn't have the quick throw quite as fast as he wants it. And there's other things you can do, you know, disguise, stem the front, make their rhythm a little off for those different types of plays. And that's what we're going to continue to work with or work to do is to try to control the quick passing game to the best of our ability.
Do you feel good about Blue now that you've seen more?
Yeah, I do. Blue's a big back. He's a smart back. He's a tough kid. He's young. He runs tough, and you know, he's a guy that helps us on special teams. Really good work ethic, and I think he's the type of guy, because of the way he works, he'll only get better.
Well, I know two words you do not like to hear ever stated together last year. Do you worry about these guys who were here last year now thinking, here we go again?
No. No, I don't worry about that at all. And I really do because, you know, a lot of you guys were here last year. But every year in the league, every year is different. Every single year. No two teams are, no team is alike, you know, from one year to the next. Coaches change, players change. That's just the nature of the league. Everything changes from year to year. So we don't talk about last year. You know, we talk about what happened in the game yesterday and what we're going to do to try to correct those mistakes and go and try to beat a very, very good Buffalo team.
So there's nothing would make you kind of look extra closely to see if these guys fall into a funk again?
No.
What's a positive you take, the biggest positive you take out of the game after season?
I'll tell you the one thing that I take out of that game, John, is I know this about that group of guys in that locker room. I told them this morning. And this is really a given, hopefully in pro football it's a given, but I think it's especially true with this group. We've got good leaders in there. They never quit. Right down to the last play, those guys were playing hard. It was a very physical game. Like I said after the game, give the Giants a lot of credit. They obviously coached and played better than we did. But our guys, they play hard. They play with great effort. We've just got to sharpen a lot of things up. And hopefully we can get those things sharpened up in time for Buffalo.
What did you learn about how this group of guys, handle adversity both in the game and today?
This group of guys really are they're very focused, and they have really good work ethics, and they care about each other, and they hate to lose. They hate it. Just like we do as coaches, we all do. And so they come in here today, certainly they don't feel great about how the game went yesterday, but they know that they can play better, and we know as a coaching staff we can coach better. So that's what we have to do to try to correct these mistakes and move forward to Buffalo.
How do you feel about the depth in the secondary? Jonathan Joseph only played around like 60% of the snaps. Daryl Morris actually got a lot of time too. How do you feel about the depth there?
You know, I felt overall they gave up some plays, but I felt overall the secondary played okay. I think Demo went in there and made some good plays on a couple fade balls in the end zone. He chased down Victor Cruz on the one long play, which was a heck of a play by him. So I'm confident in the way we're rotating those guys in the secondary. You know, injuries occur in this league for every team, every game, and we have to be prepared for that. So I thought Dre Howell went in there and did some things that were decent. So I think those guys will continue to get better and better. There's great leadership in that group with J.J., Kendrick Lewis, those guys. So I'm pleased with where the secondary is right now.
Is that an example of why you got Demaris Johnson in there?
Say that again.
Is that a good example of why you got Johnson in there?
What do you mean, John?
Demaris, because he got behind everybody else.
Well, DJ, he went in there I thought he improved from the previous week. He does have some good speed, some good quickness. He helps us in special teams. He's a good slot receiver for our offense. He's a good fit for our offense. And I'll also say this, Keyshawn Martin went in there, didn't play a whole lot, but when he did go in there, he did some decent things. So he's a guy that's still in the mix there, obviously. So, but DJ, you know, DJ's a guy that'll get better and better in our system. He's still got a ways to go, but he's getting better. He works hard after practice. I believe that he wants to be good, but he's got a ways to go.
Ryan, can you talk about your defensive line? Tim Jameis was out there early in the rotation that you have.
Yeah, so basically yesterday for the game, I believe we had five guys active. Watt, Crick, J-Mo, Pagan, and Poe. And so J-Mo's a guy that gets in quite a bit. He's playing in the base package, and he's playing as a sub pass rusher. There were some guys that got banged up during the game, like Crick. So J-Mo went in there and played for him a little bit. We've got to get Pagan on the field a little bit more. He played 16 snaps. We're going to play him a little bit more, rotate that thing a little bit more even than we are right now. But, those guys are coached very well by Bill Kolar. They take a lot of pride in playing that position. They take it to heart when teams run the ball on them. I think that they're going to come out and have a really good practice week and be improved next week.
Bill, there's a dramatic statistical difference in Ryan's first half and his second half. Obviously, game circumstances up to it.
Right.
The guy you saw in the second half, taking in that box,
Yeah, That's a great example of a guy that has resolve. You know, he doesn't go in the tank at halftime because he's had a bad half. He's played a lot of football in this league. You know, I think I said this yesterday after the game. You know, the quarterback usually gets most of the blame as it relates to players when you lose. And what I say to everybody out there is, here's a guy that works extremely hard. We've got to do a better job of protecting him. We've got to do a better job of calling plays for him. When we did that in the second half, he went out there, and I think we were in empty. We went no huddle, and he completed some passes in a row, and we stalled down there in the red area. But he was really in a good rhythm. So we've got to continue to try to get him into a good rhythm and help him. And the guys around him need to play to their best ability, too. It's a team sport. It's 11 guys trying to get on the same page and do things the right way on every single play. It's not a one-man sport. And so we've got to understand that as coaches and as players and continue to try to work towards that.
Is that what you just said, that you didn't go in the tank after having a bad half? Is that a quality that you can coach a guy to be
at, or is it something? That's an interesting question. Most of the guys that I've been around are guys that are mentally tough. When, you know, the successful guys, the guys that are able to say, you know, I'm going to play the next play, even though this play was a bad one, I'm not going to dwell on this play. I'm going to try to play the next play and make up for it. And I think we've got a bunch of guys like that on this team. They realized that was not a good game for them. Give the Giants credit. They played much better than us, coached better than us. But our guys are resolute in the fact that they're going to get the mistakes corrected and try to go out there and play better.
Thank you.